Los Angeles will host the Summer Games in the year 2028, and the city hopes to do something extraordinary, put on the Olympics without going into debt. Many cities have tried, few have succeeded. Olympic historian David Walachinsky joins us to discuss whether LA can pull it off. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Why are Olympic Games such a money suck?
Because the main reason is that the bid committee, the organizers, always lie about how much it's going to cost, and it always goes over budget. Los Angeles has a great advantage because Los Angeles did a great job in 84 and turned a profit.
84, by some historians' accounting, is the only year that turned a profit in the last decade. So what did Los Angeles do differently then, and what are they planning to do differently this time?
For one thing, they didn't count on government funding. And this time, of course, we'll have to have government funding for security. But it's sponsorship. It's doing it in advance, doing the sponsorship in advance. The International Olympic Committee will contribute $1.8 billion. And according to this agreement with Los Angeles hosting 2028 instead of 2024, $180 million will come in advance. What I find most interesting about the current agreement is that the International Olympic Committee, the IOC, normally takes 20% of any surplus or profits, which of course is usually nothing, to say the least. But this time, the IOC says, no, we'll forego our 20%. So Los Angeles could be making a good deal if 11 years from now, things go as well as they did in 1984.
Another big shift seems to be that Los Angeles is not planning to build a lot of new infrastructure for these games. Everything you're describing sounds like a complete reversal of what we've seen historically, where countries bid to host the games and they put in more and more inflated proposals, increasing the budget. How did Los Angeles get away with not only avoiding a bidding war, but offering a really deeply stripped down proposal?
Los Angeles has studied successful and unsuccessful bids in the past. And I might add, like Paris, which will be getting 2024, actually has most of the venues already ready.
Is this a big culture change for the IOC, willing to go with an offer that doesn't come with flashy, starchitect buildings and big, bustling infrastructure and all kinds of grandiose plans?
I believe that the IOC feels very burned by the way things have been going in the past. These construction projects that didn't really work out, that were white elephants. So they're very, very happy to go with a city that won't do this. Stripped down sounds fine to them.
Do you think it'll feel like a budget Olympics?
I don't think it'll feel like a budget Olympics. For one thing, with 11 years to plan, you can make things go very smoothly. And there's a lot to learn from. I mean, what is stripped down? Keep in mind that 99% of the people who follow the Olympics will do so on television anyway.
A budget is an aspirational document. Do you think LA will be able to stick to the budget that it's proposed?
It is almost inconceivable that Los Angeles or any other host city could stick to its budget. What we would hope for is that it won't go too much over budget. And with a nice profit margin in the offing, it may not matter so much.
David Walachinsky is president of the International Society of Olympic Historians, speaking with us via Skype. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.